Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Science Faction, the only show where a scientist, a comedian, and a comedian scientist come together to discuss science comedically.
Hello, and welcome to Science Faction 362. Science Faction, I call BS.
I call BS on I call BS.
How do you call that BS?
It starts at the officiating. I think, You know what? Let's go down to the core rules.
Okay.
This is an anti-democratic, this is an authoritarian game show.
I mean, it's not democratic, as in we are not going to accept your multiple wrong answers as being somehow more valid because you've given them, you know, a lot of answers. Like, we don't weigh in how many people like an answer to be true. We just go with the facts.
I agree with that, that this game once had a pure heart and pure soul and prized scientific trivia.
Uh-huh.
Now it's just become an excuse to take out grudges from years ago and an old enemy who somehow you got to do a podcast with you.
Listen, Damien, I give you the exact same opportunity I give to every scientist who walks in the store. You can win a game or you can lose it. It just so happens that 100% of the time you have chosen to lose the game. And somehow the scientist 100% of the time chooses to win the game.
Jesus.
Now,
okay.
Yes.
Can we make some tweaks?
Sure.
Can maybe the tie go to, maybe just not the scientist, maybe it does go to a bonus question if there is a tie.
So now you're asking for bonus
questions. No, I'm not. I'm saying we abolish certain rules.
Uh-huh.
We abolish this this tie goes to a scientist because that's essentially the 3/4 a person rule.
You already want to change the rules to make it easier.
So I want to rewrite the entire I Call BS Constitution.
We should go to penalty kicks.
Yeah, so.
You know what? Yes, Bill, great idea.
Fine. Fair enough. Damien's whining. He wants the rules changed again, as just like he wants bonus questions.
And I do not want a bonus question.
You said you wanted a
bonus question instead of the tie goes to the scientist.
How about this? The tie goes to the person with the highest postgraduate degree.
Bill, what do you got?
I currently have a master's.
Boom.
Damn it.
Okay.
I'm one class away from a master's. You're not lucky.
MBA doesn't count.
Well, I'm only 3 years away from a doctorate, so.
MBA counts the most. Our current president has an MBA. There's never been a scientist with whatever degree do you have, Bill?
A master's of science?
Never been a president with a master's of science.
And speaking of the president, I, of course, am your host, comedian archaeologist Robert Timothy, and with me, as always, is the pretty loser of I Call BS, Mr. Damien Mercado. Damien, how are you doing this afternoon?
I don't believe the president actually has an MBA. I think he just says he does. Uh-huh. But can I be the perineum loser?
Is that a flower? Oh.
That's the area between the anus.
It's the taint.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. All right. Yeah, well, yeah. Okay. All right. You give me the
taint.
Finally,
one of my concessions has gone through.
You're the taint loser. All right.
I'm a hard negotiator.
And somebody who never loses his taint is none other than our scientist this afternoon, Bill. Bill,
yeah,
how you doing?
That's because I have a mustache above it.
Yeah. All
right. You know, you could pick that taint out of any lineup. Yeah. I'll never lose it.
Yeah. Yeah, me, I just go with the goatee because I can't grow the full-on mustache.
Imagine you walk into a room like this is going to be like a police lineup, right? And you're like, and Bobby, you're a victim and you're being brought in. And all they identify is just a bunch of dudes with their legs spread so you can just see the taint. And you have to pick out the taint.
Everyone lift your balls.
Which one of these gentlemen teabagged you, sir?
Yeah, and then I imagine this as like the taint lineup happens in CSI Miami and David Caruso is sitting back. He pulls his glasses down in the middle of the lineup and goes, "That taint the right one," and walked out. We could write CSI Miami. God. We absolutely could write it.
15-year-old boys from the public high school in a not very populated town could write that.
It'd essentially be a Juggalo show if that happened. 15-year-old people from the middle of Iowa. Oh, that's getting some ICP like that.
Oh, dear. All right. We'll move on to I Call BS, the game where I read 4 science news articles, some of which are real, some of which are BS, standing for bad science. Are you guys ready to play?
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's push this rock up a hill. Let's get it up.
All right. Let's go right on to I Call BS.
I Call.
I Call.
I Call.
I Call.
I Call.
Ring, ring.
I Call. BS.
All right, article number 1. Researchers have found the tallest known tree in the Amazon, and it wasn't exactly a close call as it was about 50% taller than the previous record holder. Damien, is this science or bad science?
You know, I always try to answer my questions from a comedy point of view, but also like the way a dumb person would answer these questions.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, like, if I was a dumb American and you asked me that question, I'd be like, it's probably some sort of cactus, right? You know, not realizing that all people, brown people, aren't Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
But let's do this instead. I'm going to say, I'm going to be racist a different way.
Okay. Creative.
I'm going to say this is science.
Uh-huh.
But it's really not that impressive because everything in South America is smaller. Like, okay. it'd be like if, you know, if you were just a regular sized tree here, you'd feel like a giant tree.
Okay.
In South America.
So it's a huge tree. It's just, it's like 8.5 feet tall.
There are NBA players that are currently taller than this largest tree.
Curious what you think the Amazon looks like.
it's just wrong.
It's shoulder high brush.
Don't get me wrong. If I was a South American man, even a tall South American man, this would seem like a towering forest. But right. I just feel like as a tall Westerner, I'd be like
walking through a lemon orchard.
Field.
Yeah. All right, and Bill.
So the claim is that this broke the record for the tallest tree in the Amazon, not the tallest tree in general.
Correct.
I don't imagine there's one tree in a grouping of trees that is 50% taller than all of its neighbors. So it would have to be like a group of trees that we'd never seen before that is way taller than the rest of them.
Good logic.
I guess the Amazon is probably not totally explored because it's like very difficult to get around in there.
True.
I'll say it's science. I guess it's plausible.
Stealing my answer.
All right, article number two. A Kent State research team published their results this week indicating that human feces could be shaped and frozen into a knife capable of butchering animals. Damien, is this science or bad science?
This sounds like something that's just common practice in Siberian prisons. Like, yes. I made shit knife. I made shit knife to stab animal who's...
Or your Siberian grandmother's house.
Grandma.
We have metal, Grandma.
Doing a scared straight with your grandma with like a fucking... with a shit knife. You do not earn real knife. I use shit knife on you. Disrespect. I leave the blade in with the defrost inside.
It was
causing sepsis.
It was bad science. It was a shit fork. Don't use it for a hot meal.
Oh, God.
It's perfect for ice cream.
Which is ironically shit flavor.
New flavor in Baskin's 1 in Siberia. Baskin-Robbins 31. One flavor. God damn it. I'm going to say science. Why not?
All right, and Bill.
Could you repeat it again?
A Kent State research team published their results this week indicating that human feces could be shaped and frozen into a knife capable of butchering animals.
I guess I can imagine making a shiv that you could kill something with, but butchering is like a slicing motion and not just a stabbing motion. So, I mean, if you could make an ice knife that was sharp enough to butcher meat, then you could probably make a shit knife. It would be like a... basically be like a fiber-reinforced composite where the fiber is from your diet.
Okay.
But it's like partially water.
Okay.
So I guess I would believe that.
The craziest part about this story is if it's true, this is science, is why of all the things your university could choose to study, be like, hey, what if we just froze shit and used it to butcher an animal? Yeah, there won't be metal one day.
I do like the person who's like submitting the paperwork. Because, Bill, you've probably submitted grants before. I submitted a bunch of grants. It's all very legalese driven, and you have to show your hypotheses and all these things. You have to also show all the work that you're going to do. Like, I want to see the pre-made cookie sheet forms of the knife that the dude is pooing into in order to like create it. Like all the stuff that gets filed with the NSF as they're turning their grant application in.
What are you doing to ensure consistency in the poo?
Double-edged knife or serrated. Like just like all the specifics you have to put in.
I want a Rambo knife. One of those huge, obscenely large Rambo knives.
That's not a knife. That's just a hunk of poo shaped like a knife.
Oh, you've been to Australia before.
Article number three, a wild 6-foot-long rattlesnake estimated to be at least 8 years old with two separate heads on the same body was discovered in New Jersey last week. Damien, is this science or bad science?
This is bad science. You don't have to be in New Jersey to gym tan laundry. So I'm going to say that the snake can do that. You can do that anywhere.
Okay. Just because it wasn't in New Jersey.
Yeah. Was this an Italian snake? I need to know. Yeah. It affects the answer.
Italian-American. All right, and Bill.
You said that like an Italian would, like an Italian. Oh, hold on. He's an Italian-American. Let us not lump mean with this a sack of crap. And I am a sack of crap, I know. I do not like this a sack of crap.
And Bill.
It wouldn't be very miraculous if there were two separate heads on two different bodies.
That's true.
That would just be two snakes.
Yes.
So 8 years old seems like a reasonable age for a snake. 6 feet long, I mean, is a big snake, but also seems like a reasonable length for a large snake. The only fact in there that could be weird is New Jersey. Are there rattlesnakes in New Jersey? You said it was wild.
Yes.
You said it was a wild snake. I'm thinking there aren't rattlesnakes in New Jersey, and so bad science.
All right, on to article number 4. A New Zealand woman went to the acupuncturist to treat wrist and shoulder pain this week and left with two collapsed lungs. Damien, is this science or bad science?
Are you saying she left dead? Because that's, I mean, so like, yeah, she died. I mean, like, what did a car run through the building and like crush her? Yeah. Like, I mean,
man, that was a really unlucky place for you to be doing acupuncture.
She going for wrist and shoulder pain. This guy just like treated her lungs like a balloon, a balloon that needed popping.
I do acupuncture with a drill.
This is bad science. She did not leave with deflated lungs or crushed lungs, whatever the fuck it was. She left with lungs full of kiwis. And you can picture the fruit of the bird, whichever creates the funnier
image.
Is this
just because she's from New Zealand? Is that where that came from?
Well, I mean, this couldn't happen in Australia. You'd get like, you'd have a lung full of koalas or something. Yeah, or Tasmanian devils.
Or shit knives. All right, and Bill.
I'm imagining like this is someone maybe who doesn't pay that much attention to their body. So they came in with pain in a certain area, but it was just the tip of the iceberg of a larger problem that then they had to do emergency surgery on. Like maybe the wrist and shoulder pain was like systemic inflammation of some kind, and they had to like go into her chest for some reason. I'm sure that you could fuck this up. I'm gonna say that this was science.
All right. All right, let's go back and see how you guys did. Follow along at home and see how you did. Article number 1, researchers have found the tallest known tree in the Amazon, and it wasn't exactly a close call as it was about 50% taller than the previous record holder. Both of you guys thought this one was science, and this one is science. Like Bill said, it wasn't just that they found one tree. They actually found a whole grove of trees. They used an airborne laser sensor to find the tree. And it was actually, like we just said, multiple trees that all beat out the oldest tallest, which was about 60 meters tall, was the oldest record for tallest tree in the Amazon. And these are about 90 meters. So again, 50% increase. Significant. This isn't like, oh, we found one that was 3 feet taller. It was like, no, this is way fucking taller. So this is a really remote part of the Amazon that can't be easily accessed by anything except military helicopter or, you know, days on a boat down a river through with like carnivorous fish and shit. And so it's a very remote place, but they did indeed find these super tall trees. Interesting point. We might be finding more tall trees as time goes on. One of the side effects of climate change and the greenhouse gas effect is that there is more atmospheric carbon available now than there has been in most of the time in which we have dendrochronology and tree lines and stuff like that. More carbon means that trees can build physically larger structures. We think there's a range at about 120 meters where they just can't go anymore because they literally can't get water up to the top. But that doesn't mean that their mass won't increase size-wise. And we may be seeing the largest trees, you know, to ever live might come in our lifetime as trees are capable of growing larger with the amount of atmospheric carbon available to them.
So it's not just that this was in a remote area and we hadn't seen them before. Maybe the trees are actually bigger now.
Most likely, just because it's such a difference, it is because it's in a remote area. And also atmospheric carbon hasn't been as high to cause this effect for long enough for it to be necessarily associated with tree growth, which is usually takes a very long time.
Yeah, right.
But within our lifetime, where, you know, over the course of 100 years, it'll be 100 years of super high intensity carbon in the atmosphere, we will possibly see trees growing bigger and taller.
Wait, but so carbon has been elevated for at least 50 years,
yes.
Right? Like, and a tree could grow 30 meters in 50 years.
Yes, but these trees that are super tall, their lifespan is in the hundreds of years. And so it will not have spent most of its life with a highly enriched form of carbon.
Oh,
and then
I see.
You also have to calculate the fact that a lot of the growth that's going to happen with that tree is going to depend on the structure it sets down when it's young. So the trees that are growing now and that are 15 or 20 years old in these high carbon environments are probably capable of creating much larger structures than trees that were around a couple hundred years ago.
Okay.
So climate change potentially has a lot of negative consequences on real estate. However, if you built your house in a tree house.
Yeah, Swiss Family Robinson's fucking raking it in.
That actually sounds like fun.
Article number 2, a Kent State research team published their results this week indicating that human feces could be shaped and frozen into a knife capable of butchering animals. Both of you guys thought this one was science, and this one is bad science. They found it was not possible. All right, so.
They did a study. They found it can't be done.
Fucking Kent State. Wow. Fuck cancer. We're not studying that. We're studying the things that matter.
So I'm actually kind of surprised. So this is an old story that I have heard 1,000 times, and I'm wondering if you guys had it too. And it's a story about a family. There's an Inuit man, and the family is trying to get him to move into the city, and so they've essentially taken away all of his materials that basically put him on house arrest in his igloo, and he is out there, and all he has is his 2 sled dogs, and he wants to leave, but he doesn't have a sled or anything. He can't get out. So he shits, forms his shit into a knife, uses this knife to kill and butcher one of the dogs, turns the carcass of the dogs and its rib cage into a sled to be dragged by the other dog so that he can escape the situation that he's in. And this is something that I have heard this story at least 12 times.
That's insane. I've never heard that. But so I'm imagining this guy in like a Tony Stark Iron Man situation.
Yes. That's
forging
exactly.
poop like his hammer up.
Oh, my God.
Forging his dog sled.
So a Kent State archaeologist, he's an experimental archaeologist, decided he would give this a try. And so he and his research assistant decided to do this. Now, in order to make it copacetic with the story, he actually spent 8 days restricting himself to an Inuit diet.
He used his own poop.
He used his own poop.
Wow.
He changed his diet to match that of a stranded Inuit man.
He ate only blubber.
For 8 days?
For 8 days.
See, that you need to have a microbiome that has been bred
in
this.
Yeah, that's right,
Like he probably
definitely the downside.
There's no way he was shitting solid after eating whale blubber for 8 days.
Well, so then they shaped the feces, they froze it in arctic conditions, and then as like just a test to see, you know, the extreme limits, they even took some of the feces knives and put them with like liquid nitrogen to get them super, super cold. And then they tried to butcher a pig's carcass, but they could not. And in fact, I'm going to read you a quote. Instead of slicing through, the knife edge simply melted upon contact, leaving streaks of fecal matter.
That's almost worse. Like, if I'm going to be stabbed with a stab me with a knife. I don't need... Oh, my God. It's all over.
Wait, but so was my semi-prediction correct? Like, you could stab something, but you couldn't cut it.
Sort of, because what they did find is... Because there's another story of a guy making a chisel out of poo and using that. And they did say that that was more realistic, as the chiseling action was more likely to occur, especially if you're chiseling ice, than if you are trying to cut a warm object.
So you're saying they couldn't break the skin of the pig? So like in Russia, if you try to stab somebody with a poo knife, it's just like really awkward, like squish.
In Russia, poo knife stabs you.
Well, so what if this also wouldn't work, but if in order for it to be warm enough so that it doesn't melt the knife, it would have to actually be frozen, and then you wouldn't be able to butcher it anyways.
Yeah. They were not able to recreate it despite trying different conditions like liquid nitrogen and all this other stuff.
Did they try different conditions of the carcass? Like, what if the pig was colder?
Yeah, I don't know. Seemingly not. Seemingly it was not working in terms of using the poo knife. Yeah. But here's my argument to this. That entire story can still happen. You choke the dog, right? Like, the poo knife is not the most important part of the story.
And you butcher the dog with the other dog.
No, you choke the dog, you bite a hole open in its flesh, you rip it open, you use your fucking hands like a man to butcher this dog.
I see Alex Jones has been rubbing off.
Tired of these kids with their poo knives. Back in my day.
You just ate the poo.
Back in my day, poo was for pooing and throwing in minorities, but not for making knives.
Back in my day, there were only 2 types of poo, solid and runny.
Article number 3, a wild 6-foot-long rattlesnake estimated to be at least 8 years old with 2 separate heads on the same body was discovered in New Jersey last week. Both of you guys thought this was bad science, and this one is bad science. So indeed, a 2-headed rattlesnake was discovered in New Jersey last week. So Bill, it was not the rattlesnake thing. By 2 herpetologists who were both named Dave, so they lovingly named the rattlesnake Double Dave.
Oh my God.
So what are guys who study herpes doing working on snakes?
There's actually 2 researchers who were studying herpes who found a similar herpes sore. They were both named Richard, so they called it double dick. You got the double dick herpes.
Wait, so what was the false part about this?
The false part is that it was a baby. So these rattlesnakes, which we've seen different snakes, different 2-headed animals, they never survive in nature. You can't survive. A 2-headed rattlesnake can't survive. They want to go different ways. They can't eat. They'll fight amongst each other. So every time you see a 2-headed snake, 2-headed sheep, 2-headed animal, anytime we have those, they're all found when they're babies and raised in captivity, because this thing could not live to be 8 years old and 6 feet long. It would have died with – basically, they almost never get a single meal in, so they die within a few months of being born, basically. So they were able to find this one before it did die. They have now taken it in, and they are keeping it alive. And
but, so if this were to happen – when this happens to humans, like, many of them survive, right?
Yeah, but they're not hunting. That's the problem. So the rattlesnake can't hunt. So think of a snake with two different heads. It can't decide which direction to go. It can't be an ambush predator. It literally fights with itself. It is a situation in which that thing just can't survive in nature.
But when they fight with itself, I've seen the snake with two heads. They don't have a good angle to really...
No. Yeah, you're right. They don't. But they like...
So they can't kill themselves, but they also can't kill other things.
They don't like that dude's there with them.
Yeah. What a strange existence.
And lastly, article number 4, a New Zealand woman went to the acupuncturist to treat wrist and shoulder pain this week and left with two collapsed lungs. Damien thought this was bad science. Bill thought this was science. And this one is science. Congratulations, Bill, on once again demolishing Damien.
God, acupuncture is even worse than we thought. Congratulations, Bill. You won.
Absolutely, he did. So she went in to get her shoulder and her wrist worked on, and as they were doing it, the acupuncturist went too deep and hit both of her lungs. Here is how interesting this is. This happens enough that the point at which she put those two needles is actually considered a dangerous point to put it in, because 30% of all lung collapses due to acupuncture happen due to this one quote-unquote pressure point, meaning... they have enough statistics on lung collapses.
Don't ever use this point again, basically.
Don't ever do acupuncture. It's literally all a placebo.
Even if you're an acupuncturist, like, you don't want to kill people.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
the moments before the lungs got deflated, you could hear the lady saying, "That's not a needle. That's a knife."
The hole was done while she was doing the acupuncture. She felt the pain. She went home later where both the lungs collapsed on the way to the hospital. She is okay. They were able to save her. Just something to think about. No upside, a lot of potential downside. Collapsed lung, not even the worst danger. The worst danger is there's actually a lot of disease transmission, hepatitis and other things that get transferred from acupuncture. No upside. You guys, seriously, just get a massage. You're doing so much better for yourself.
I thought in medical science, even emergency medicine, they'll poke a lung with a needle.
Yeah.
I thought the lung, like, doesn't it, unless you're using like a 1,000-gauge needle, wouldn't it just... kind of reformed up?
No, I think you need to get that actually patched up when you you puncture the lung. But anyway, she survived, and just a little warning to the dangers of acupuncture and the long-term dangers of acupuncture. So congratulations, Bill,
woo,
on your victory. And thank you, audience, for coming back for Science Faction 362, where you learned about the discovery of the tallest tree in the Amazon, how you can't kill a dog with a shit knife, how a two-headed baby rattlesnake was found in New Jersey, and how you can die from acupuncture. Thanks so much for joining us, and come on back next week for Science Faction 363.
You also can't do acupuncture with shit needles.
You've been listening to Science Faction. Wait, that's not right.